Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show. Every single Friday with Sean and RJ on your home of America's team. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Choppy, how are
you? Hi, how are you?
Yeah, there's that RJ. Is he there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm drinking my black coffee right now.
So am I. Here we go. Yeah,
buddy. We're in a good mood. We're in a good mood again. So thank you for that right off the bat.
You're welcome. Let's keep it going.
All right. Random question of the interview right off the jump. Belichick was messing with reporters, saying he's not a physician. He's not a doctor, talking about Mac Jones. Your coaching career, if you had another profession, you have the most knowledge that would lead you to being a doctor, a lawyer, or a therapist dealing with all the people that you deal with in the organization?
Well, I think really for any NFL head coach, for as much time as you spend with the medical staff, I think, you know, I think all the stuff to get your medical degree is to sleep at the Holiday Inn for a night and probably push you across the line there. But I would probably say a therapist, because I just think you're able to, you know, be involved in your experience with so many, individuals in their both in a personal and professional life. I think it's only natural that you have a high level of experience that you could probably help. But I would not say that, you know, you got to respect the education component in all those professions. That is obviously why people that do that are held in very high regard.
But when you're at home, right, and one of the kids, that's a twisted ankle, that's 2 to 4. That's a hammy, that's a quad. I mean, you can just diagnose it just like that, right?
Yeah, just start with ice and stem, and then we'll work our way to heat, and then tape it up and go, right?
Yes. Coach, you don't have to tell us. We haven't heard any lately, but the motivational tactics. Did you pull anything out of the hat over these past few weeks when many just ended your season when Dak went down, and you've showed the way that you've responded with the resiliency with Cooper Rush at quarterback and others? Did you pull any McCarthy tricks out of the bag for motivation?
No. I would say no. I think the biggest thing is, you know, you have your chance for your off season to, you know, come together and see what you really have, and you work towards – everybody's working towards the same goal. But really coming out of training camp, you know, we felt that we had a lot of depth, and, you know there's going to be challenges along the way. We obviously saw a bunch of them in week one with the injuries that we had. We had a big slate of injuries, and I think our team has just really done an excellent job of just staying on course and understanding that these storms of an NFL season – they're there. It's not a matter of, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when and how many.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, and we've been able to, you know, take that approach the last 2 weeks. And more importantly, what I liked as the head coach is, you know, from week two to week three, we definitely improved, and we're going to have to improve again this week, because, you know, these division games are always rough and tough, and usually come down to the, late in the fourth quarter. So that's what we're preparing for.
What have you seen from the Commanders in your scouting?
Well, I tell you, I think just like anything, you know, watching their game, you know, Sunday live, and then, you know, watching it again, you know, on the coach's tape, you know, you can't just get caught up in the score, the box score, and so forth. So, I mean, this team has some tremendous strengths. Obviously, their personnel, they've experienced personnel. You know, I definitely like some of their young guys, particularly Dotson, the receiver that they added, the young man from Penn State. Mm-hmm. So this is a well-rounded football team, both offensively and defensively.
Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Michael Gallup, how do you deal with a – because he has said he's been cleared, but there's a mental aspect of getting over the mental hurdle, obviously returning from the injury. You take us through the process for how you deal with a player who's been cleared but still can't play.
Well, in my mind, he hasn't been cleared, because I think like anything, every player goes through it coming off an injury, and that's why it's important to, understand the need for and wants of a timeline. But, physically, mentally, emotionally, these men go through a lot in their preparation to be prepared to play one game. And obviously Michael's situation, coming off of a season-ending injury, he has to make sure that he's ready in all three areas. So I think it's just really a matter of totally completing, his rehab. And so, physically is one thing, but, the emotional and the mental is definitely part of it. So I thought it was good to get out yesterday and, get some full speed live action for him. And, he looked good and, hopefully he comes in here today and, he's continued to respond, with their treatment and so forth. But, I personally look at it just, it's a normal process. I just think maybe the detail in the timeline and in the why he wasn't quite ready has just, been available to the public. But, he's when they're totally ready in all three quadrants, then, well, not quadrants, in all three areas.
That would be four.
Thank you.
Would be.
On live radio. But
we'll get that math degree back from you.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm definitely not a doctor now. So I just think this is a normal process.
All right, Coach, let me ask my, one of many dumb football questions of the morning. Turpin looks like one's about to break. It just feels like it's going to happen. So if you're looking for a deep threat with Gallup being unavailable in the past few games, how do you view Turpin as a receiver, and why not just put him out there and go run 4-5-9 routes, go, fly, whatever you want to call it? Is his size a detriment in doing that, even though it looks like he's just got lethal speed as a threat anytime he touches it?
I think that's, those are all good thoughts. Thank you. But I think, the biggest thing is I think you got to look at, Terp's arrival, in training camp. So I think he's improving each week, with his wide receiver responsibilities and opportunities. So, I think as time has gone on, I personally definitely don't look at him as just a returner. So I think he's done some really good things at the wide receiver position. And, how the game, you put together a game plan with all those kind of possibilities, but, how the game's unfolds is really, is the way it shakes out. But, I think your thoughts are all excellent.
Let me pop up the collar of my sweatshirt, feeling good about myself right here.
Well, maybe we should just stop right here then.
No, Coach!
I get so much more to get.
Come on, we're so happy and thrilled with you every single week. Someone who was much maligned, we may have been wrong about it at training camp, was the kicking situation. And Brett Maher, I know it's the kicking game, it's not the sexiest thing, but I think we need to give credit. What can you say about the job that he has done, considering the different moves that you guys made during camp and the way he started his season?
I'll tell you, I know Brett was here before, but this is my first time to work with him, and I had a chance to, watch him work out last year. He was involved in a workout, and then obviously when he came back this year. The talent is, impressive. Just his ball strike has been outstanding. But I just love his level of confidence right now. And I think it's, a huge credit to him, but also to the, to the battery, Brian and Jake and John Fossil and Stu. I just think that, the way those five guys work intimately together, you know, the confidence that Brett exudes right now, it's impressive, you know, and you just need to continue to build off it. But he's off to an excellent season.
Coach, how does your Jason Peters plan evolve after the, what we think is an excellent debut against the Giants? How do you guys move it forward now?
Well, we're just trying to get Jason more reps. I mean, it's not that he, you know, needs to know how to, I mean, we all understand his level of experience and the level that he's played in this league a long time, but it's, you know, it's just the connection, the communication, being in sync, you know, with the guys, you know, playing next to him, and, you know, and obviously his ability to play multiple positions is so impressive, especially at his age. I mean, I can't get over how great his feet are, you know, still, at, you know, at his age. So we just continue to work him in there.
How are you feeling about Schultz and Tank playing on Sunday?
They both practiced well yesterday. They both took their, you know, their full slate of reps. So, you know, hopefully today, you know, today is you know, our chance to, you know, go through a bunch of meetings in a mock game, and then we have the state program there from 12:30 to almost 2 o'clock. So I usually have a pretty good idea by the end of today where guys are.
And sorry, I should have said DeMarcus, not Tank.
Not Tank, yeah, right.
Last
no, I
year.
Got it. No, you actually, you two taught me that.
Yes!
My first year. Like, who's Tank? I didn't have all the nicknames down here.
No, now you do. Now you got them all.
Tank, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Coach, I'm sure you saw what happened last night with Tua. And, you know, obviously 5 days ago, 4 days ago, he had another injury in the game against the Bills. What is the protocol when a head injury happens like that? Is obviously the NFL has a role in this. What is take us through the protocol on the sidelines there and the decision to let a player return?
I mean, I'll say this. I think the protocols that are in place now are, you know, obviously tremendously better than, you know, than they were, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. So, you know, but, you know, the medical staff and all the information that goes into that, you know, you just got to really trust your medical people there. You know, I saw the aftermath of it. I had the game on, but I wasn't watching it live when it happened. So, I mean, and hey, you know, trust me, there's never a moment when one of the players goes down in a game, you know, even in our Monday night game there at the end, you know, even if, you know, if it's a player from another team. I mean, those are tough moments. And from my personal experience, and, you know, I've unfortunately stood over some neck injuries where, you know, the medical staff, especially at that moment, you know, the work that they do is so important. So I don't know exactly the specifics of, you know, how it all went down last night, but I would trust the process. You know, I don't think anybody's trying to put, you know, a player in further risk, especially in the time of an injury and so forth. But, you know, I think the medical people have definitely, you know, are playing it high in caution compared to years ago, and I think it's definitely better for our athletes and our players.
I know the players wore these things during training camp. Do you see a time where they actually wear those guardian caps during the game or something similar to it?
You know, that's an excellent question. I think that it's called a filibuster right here. But no, I think just like anything that the league tries, you know, there's always, you know, the research development phase you go through. I think the fact that we warm in training camp, and, you know, and I'm sure at some point that, you know, the data will be evaluated and see how it goes forward. So, you know, it's just like anything in professional sports, you know, no different in our game. You know, changes, you know, sometimes take a little time, you know, as far as equipment and roles and so forth. But I can honestly say just in my time as a head coach, the league is so much safer, and the game of football is a lot safer than it was, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Coach, last one, and this may sound crazy asking a football coach, but did you have like serious discussions in your household about your kids playing football at any point?
I wouldn't say they were serious. Both boys played, and but you know, the only discussion we ever really had was just to make sure that they were in, you know, in good equipment, and you know, we definitely made sure they were in, you know, good helmets, and you know, they played in really good programs. I think that's probably the biggest, you know, the biggest focus for me personally. I mean, they're very fortunate to their grade school and their high school that, you know, they had coaches, but they were good teachers. They were taught the fundamentals the right way, and you know, and then they got to grow up around the game some too, so you know, have that experience. But I think it's just, you know, it's like a lot of things. It's just, you know, safety is really learning the fundamentals and the techniques properly, and making sure that, you know, the program and the coaching that they're involved with is, you know, not putting them in extra harm's way.
Coach, thank you for delivering Friday Gold as always, and for the filibuster compliments. We appreciate it, and good luck on Sunday, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Mike McCarthy, delivering the gold every Friday via the Diamond Factory Hotline here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.